What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KarenParis.com, along with my co-host,
Crazy Rizner!
Wow, so crazy and wacky and wild, and we're recording late for reasons that you will find out sometime later in the week.
But they will never know that we're recording late.
Well, I just said that we're recording late.
But why did you say it?
Because I want them to know that we're doing extra work right now. Because we're good people.
We're amazing people.
We are beautiful people.
The beautiful people.
The beautiful people. Anyways, this is Podcast 59, which I'm going to call it Electronic Entertainment Sexpo. Because Kaiser, I wrote on Twitter that our podcast will be all about E3 and porn. And he wrote back, Electronic Entertainment Sexpo? And I said, yes, I will name that our next podcast.
But it's a good thing that we thought of that first, right?
No, it's all him. It's all him. So yes, this week we're actually going to be talking about E3 stuff, because there's not going to be...
E3, phone, home.
Yeah, nice. There's not going to be any news, because basically anything E3 is news, right?
Yeah.
Let me just open up this window here. Sorry, I'm just opening up the... Oh, Alice, I hope we get that again. So, Podcast 59, right?
Yeah, while we pull up the news, we could go briefly about what we did today.
Oh my god, we went fucking nuts on... Because Blockbuster here in Canada are finally starting to close down.
Like, I'm all surprised they didn't go long ago.
Yeah, all of them are closing down. And we went by a Blockbuster. Oh, I gave you a call after I was there.
Yeah.
And, we picked up games for 50% off. These are brand new titles we're talking about.
That's right.
50% off. And what games did you pick up?
The newest one I got was Crysis 2.
Fucking A,
limited
dude.
Edition with the code.
Yeah.
Not used.
That's fucking great.
For like $20-something.
Yes, that is fucking unbelievable. The game just came out, what, like a month ago?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
God damn, that's awesome.
We spent, I spent $102.
I spent $60, but before we get there, what other game did you buy?
I bought so many. I bought 6 games.
Yeah.
Lego Indiana Jones.
Well, that's a gift for my brother.
Halo Wars.
How much did you pay for Halo Wars?
$5.
Yes, $5.
I bought Lord of the Rings Conquest,
yeah.
$5.
You actually ended up getting that?
I don't know, it was in the pile. I said, sure, take it all. Yeah. I wanted one of them, and I got both. Yeah. How can you go wrong with $5 games?
Well, you said for me not to buy Blue Dragon or Cameo, whatever it's called, because it was...
Yeah, I know, but Cameo...
Eh.
Blue Dragon, maybe. It's like a 4-disc game or something, but I don't know. Mm. I'm going back in 2 days.
Yeah, I'm going to go back in 2 days, too.
But, yeah, but what other games did I buy? I bought so many.
I can't remember. Don't you have them with you?
I do, but they're all neatly packed in my bag.
On your bag.
Yeah.
Well, I know that I bought Alpha Protocol.
Yes.
For
like half price.
Oh, I thought I had the receipt here. Never mind. I bought Alpha Protocol. I've heard about the game, but I never actually played it, and I always wanted to play it. I heard like there's a lot of decision making in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to buy it. I paid $6 for this game. I also got, what else did I get?
Portal 2 for your brother, or is that something else?
That's for my brother.
Not from Blockbuster, right?
Nope. I bought Castlevania Lords of Shadow. This game just came out not too long ago.
Yeah.
I paid, $15 for this?
Yeah.
And I got this game because of Classic Leet's video review. I saw their video review on YouTube, and they were saying how they enjoy the game. And I was looking at this. Remember how I was debating this? And I was like, I like Castlevania, but I don't know how I feel about this one. I'm not going to get it. I was like, wait, it's half off. So I got it. It's a 2-disc game.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I also got, what was the last one? Alpha Protocol. Oh, The Blob 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Blob 2. I'm a huge fan of The Blob. I loved it for the Nintendo Wii, and I know that the one on the 360, the one that came out for 360 and PS3, it didn't really make any, not a lot of people.
Changes?
Not a lot of people heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Because, I don't know, to me it didn't feel like it made enough of an impact. Like,
that
it was
people
a quiet,
are like, oh my god,
it was very you. It was very under the radar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I love The Blob. I loved it on the Wii, and since my Wii's broken, hey, might as well get the Blob too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got that for half price, along with 4 movies, The Notebook, for my girlfriend, shut up.
Sure.
The Notebook, Saw 7, which I didn't enjoy, Paranormal Activity 2, and one more, I can't remember. Who cares? They were $5 each. So, in total, I spent $60 on games today.
That's great.
And you spent $102 on games today.
Like 6 games. That's crazy.
Yeah, fuck, that's beautiful. Also, I've been playing... Or what have you been playing, if anything, this week?
Nothing, actually.
Really?
A bunch of laptop stuff. Crazy 13-hour shift works. All that mumbo-jumbo.
I've been playing Battle LA. I won that from Classic Leet's podcast. And it's okay game.
It's okay game?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. His controls are messed up, but it's okay. I've been playing that, and really, that's about it. I've been playing a game on my PSP. Oh, yeah. My PSP, the PlayStation Network's back online.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
So, I finally got a PlayStation... I got Infamous. From all the games to choose, I got Infamous, right? And I also got Wipeout HD.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get Dead Nation, but Dead Nation's pretty much... I made a game with zombies in it, except in 3D. And the other game, I can't remember what it was, but Wipeout... it's a racing game. I enjoy racing games. So those are the two games I got for my PS3. And for the PSP, I got Little Big Planet and Mod Nation Racers.
Both good games.
Very good games. So I got those two games for free. And I have a video game to review. The review will be out this week. I got a review code, but I couldn't download it because PS Network was down, right?
Bummer.
So the PS Network came back up on, I believe, Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was at my girlfriend's house the night before, so I left my PSP plug there, right? Which I never do. It just this one time I left it there. So so I had my PSP at home, and I was like, oh, sweet, the PlayStation Network's back online. So I turned on my PlayStation 3, right?
Yeah.
I had to update. Okay, that's fine.
6 hours of update. Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to download this game, the code, right? Well, first I was going to download Infamous and Little Big Planet. So yep. I downloaded that. Took maybe 2 hours. And then, well, all that was downloaded. Little Big Planet, Infamous, Little Big Planet for PSP, and Mod Nation Racers. All those four were already downloading. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get the game Blaze Blue 2 Continuum Shift came out last week, so I'm reviewing that one. So I had to download a copy. So after those games download, which took about 3 hours, I finally downloaded Blaze Blue Continuum Shift, right?
Yeah.
Finally got that game. And then I had to transfer that thing to my PSP, right?
Okay.
My PSP is already low on battery because I haven't charged in 2 days. I left my plug at her house. So my PSP is down on battery. So it took a while for the games to all download. Then I had to copy those games onto my PSP, right?
Yeah.
So I copied those games onto my PSP. Took a while. Then I go to play Continuum Shift. In order to play it, I have to download an update firmware for my PSP.
Damn.
So I download another one. And Wi-Fi takes a lot of battery. So then I finally install the new firmware. I'm able to open up the game. I play the first level. Battery's dead.
Bummer.
Actually, no. I played about an hour. But then my battery died. So I'm a little late with the review this week just because my PSP completely died. But I do have it written. It's going to be out this week. Other than that, that's pretty much all I've been really playing.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah. And these are the games that are coming out this week for June 5, 2011. Infamous 2. Which couldn't come out at a perfect time because Infamous 1, everyone... Like, I've always wanted to play Infamous.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to buy it, but I've always never wanted to buy it.
Didn't seem like that game that grabbed you.
It did, but it's like, I have Prototype, and I know they're pretty similar games. So I never really... I've always wanted to buy it, but I never bothered to.
But now you own it.
But now I own it. So Infamous 2 is out. Red Faction Armageddon for PS3 and Xbox 360. Call of Duty Black Ops Ejaculation. I'm sorry, Escalation.
No, you got it right the first time.
Made it funny. Pride of Nations is another game we do have, which I have to put up a review sometime this week. Operation Flashpoint, Red River, Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. It's not doing so well. Green Lantern, Rise of the Manhunters, Xbox 360, Nintendo 3DS, Nintendo Wii, Nintendo DS, and PS3. Duke Nukem Critical Mass, I saw you last week.
Three times
already. Yeah, and that's pretty much the only games. I mean, E3 was this week, and that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about all day. So, it's going to be a little bit rushed because it's a little bit late, so we're going to...
We're gonna do it quick.
Yeah, we're going to do it quick.
We're going to do a quickie.
Yeah, so I guess up next we'll go right into which one do I want to go
no
into?
News, no, dun, dun, no, dun, dun,
no news,
dun,
no news.
Just
this
straight.
This is straight, man, because this everything here is news. So
this is a sexpo.
Yes, the sexpo, perfect. Also, I guess, what do you want to start with the next one? We're going to go on breaks, though, but which one do you want to go on to?
System-wise?
Yeah, which press conference do you want to talk
Sony.
To? Let's do Sony.
I don't know much.
Okay, so up next we're going to be talking about Sony's press conference. From E3.
Live.
Live from my bedroom. Oh, I'm a sap.
Are you loud, obnoxious, or opinionated? Do people say you put your 2 cents in where it isn't wanted? Well, come on down to the community where we'd love to hear from you. We've got articles on video games, Dungeons & Dragons, and Magic the Gathering, and our staff is always open to suggestions for something new. No credit? No problem. Also, if you stop by now, you're just in time to get your submissions in for the monthly Communitarian of the Month contest. If your rant, review, or gaming feature is chosen by our panel of crack journalists, we feature your work on our whole main page for the whole month, and even do an interview of you to introduce you to the entire net community. So don't let the oppressor get you down. Just hop on over to the community and join in all the sweet, sweet bliss. Resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile. Make sure to visit the community, though. They're doing really well for themselves. I miss him, though. I do miss him.
Rest in peace.
No, he's not dead. He just...
Oh, he's not?
No, he's just busy. All right, so we're going to be talking about Sony's press conference, right?
Right.
Okay, so I guess I should probably open the window here since E3 came and gone, and I've been following it on Twitter for the last couple of days. Like, just everyone, all the game journalists I have on my Twitter, I just see their reactions. It's funny seeing all the reactions at the same time. So let's go through Sony's, here's a couple of announcements that they have. I actually am stealing this information from Games Radar because they have all the points there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing they did was show Uncharted 3, and how do you feel about Uncharted 3?
Not so much, because I didn't care for 1 or 2.
I played 1, and I'm taking a drink of my Paranerd's tea.
And I'm watching.
I played Uncharted 1, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I really, really enjoyed Uncharted 1, and I still want to play Uncharted 2. Just, I'm kind of overwhelmed with games, to be honest. I still have Ninja Gaiden to play. I still have Perfect Dark to play.
We
just
got the other six games.
The other six games, you know. But yeah, Uncharted 3, I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fucking awesome, but I still haven't played Part 2, and I heard Part 2 is really, really good, so... also, there was announcements of God of War Origins, which is basically God of War, the two games for the PSP, being re-released for the PS3. Now, say that five times fast.
I can't.
Do you remember what I said?
PS3, PSP, and PSV?
My brain hurts. I'm not too thrilled about this because these are exclusive games for the PSP.
Not anymore.
It's like, so what's the point of me owning a PSP? You know what I mean?
If you're not going to have the exclusives for the exclusive system...
Like, I own the system because I want to play these games that are not exclusive. Like, these games are only for the system, right?
Yeah.
And so now it's like, it's now available on a PS3, and I'm like, well, why do I own it on a PSP then? Like, oh, I don't own it.
You're a fool.
And they're just doing it, like, re-releasing stuff in HD, just like I said they would, because I'm a genius that way. But the cool thing is, Ico, whatever the hell you want to call it, and Shadow of Colossus are going to be bundled. Again, a PS2 game being re-released in HD... But these two games are fucking fantastic, and I'm looking forward to that. And also will be available in 3D. Jack Tretton apologized for PS3 downtime. He basically came out and said, sorry, we fucked up.
We better.
And he actually, like, it was really, like, honorable, and it was really humble. I really enjoyed it. There was this new bundle that they're coming out, Sony, that is, PlayStation branded 3D TVs.
Wow. All right.
It's basically a 24-inch HD 3D TV that... I have a 42-inch, and my TV is 50-inch. I'm talking about my penis. So they have a 23-inch HD 3D TV, which is really cool because 3D TVs are expensive now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this TV, this bundle, is going to come with Resistance 3, HDMI cables, and 3D glasses. And this bundle is $499 because they're lowering the prices of the 3D TVs now.
Well,
because
it's not doing so well.
Well, yeah,
they want to push before no one buys.
And also because the PS3 does utilize 3D graphics, like 3D popping out of the screen, but no one has a 3D TV, right?
But now they do for $499.
And the glasses have also been lowered to $69.99. But the cool thing about these glasses is that when you're playing a game like, say, Call of Duty or Gears of War, I guess not Gears of War, but like a PlayStation game.
Yeah.
And it's split screen. Instead of seeing a split screen with the glasses on, you see
your
own screen. And the person next to you sees their own screen. So it's like, I don't know how it works. I have no idea how it works. But it's really cool. Like, because if you play Call of Duty online, like me and Brown Bear were playing Black Ops, it's not widescreen when you play online together.
It's not?
It's like standard.
Weird, I never noticed.
And it always ruins it. I don't know why it's like that, but it kind of makes it harder to see because it's further away now. Anyways, NBA 2K12 and NBA On The Move were announced. Do you care about that?
No, sports, not a big fan.
Kobe Bryant came out for some reason, and he was... Oh, God, it was ass-cringing to watch.
Wasn't that the guy who had the sexual assault charges?
Yes, probably. Came out and he's like, yo, give me that control. Oh no, give me that remote and give me that thing. He never called it the PlayStation Move controller.
I just found it really odd. What the hell it is?
And when he was playing the game, he's like, yeah, I'm on fire. Wow, these graphics are so real. They look so good. Like, it was really just
fake,
really phony. Infamous 2 was announced and released, I guess.
That was quick.
I know. Little Big Planet 2 gets an update in fall 2012. What the update is? Sly Cooper 4 finally coming out. Sly Cooper 4 Thieves is in time. Let me try this again.
All right.
Sly Cooper 4.
All right.
Thieves in Time.
It's
coming out in 2012, and I'm a huge Sly Cooper fan. I still have to buy the Sly Cooper collection. You never played it, right?
No.
Buy it.
PS3. PS3.
Fuck that.
Give me one.
My nose is runny. BioShock,
you better go catch it.
BioShock Infinite trailer was shown also, and then the guy from BioShock, I forget his name, but he's like, you know what BioShock would look good on? This, and he picked up the NGP, and then walk off stage.
Or is it the NGP?
Or we'll get there soon. We'll get there soon. By the way, I sound stuffed up right now, but I went to the dentist today. I know I'm cutting off everything. I went to the dentist today, and on June 28th, I'm going to have 4 wisdom teeth removed.
That's going to be pleasant.
Yes, so I don't know if this is going to be a podcast that week, because I'm probably
gonna be, not.
Yeah,
you're going to be drugged.
I can't speak, and my face is going to be swollen. So pray for me, please, because I hate the fucking dentist.
You'll live.
Will I, though? What if I wake up with a British accent? Did you hear about that girl?
No.
She went into to get her root canal or something, and when she woke up, she had a British accent.
Is that even possible?
Hell if I know.
So what's she doing? Is she suing?
I don't know, probably.
She can win? That's
she's
not
most likely
possible.
American. I'm going to get fired from myself. You know the game Saints Row?
Yeah.
Do you care about the game Saints Row?
No.
Cool, me neither. But apparently it's going to be an exclusive mode for PlayStation 3. Next Star Trek game will also have an exclusive mode too, or the way I wrote it, Moet U, along with a phaser controller.
Which is pretty sweet.
Which I learned is a gun.
It is a gun.
It is not, in fact, a shoe.
No.
EA has exclusive features too, including MT, Fuji for SSX.
Mount Fuji.
I read it. 7 extra cars for Need for Speed, The Run. I have the runs. Speaking of which, if you go to Blockbuster again and I'm not there, buy me Need for Speed. I don't know why I didn't pick
which
that
one?
Up. I don't know. Whichever one's there.
There's 2 of them.
Well, pick me up one of them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then. And Battlefield 3. Ooh, hey, Battlefield 3. Yeah. Oh, are you looking for another?
Oh.
Battlefield 3.
Yeah, looking.
Comes with Battlefield 1943.
Nice.
Which, if you were born in 1943, that would make you exactly...
I don't know.
50, 60,
70. 77 years old. Maybe. Why should be 6'7"?
Probably. PS...
No, 70.
You know the NGP, right?
I do.
NGP?
It's 67, by the way.
Is it 67?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
All
right. Yeah, you know the NGP, right?
I do.
What does it stand for?
New Gamers Pencil.
Yes, exactly what it is. New Gamers Pencil. We've had numerous podcasts in the past where we're like, the PSP Vita? What kind of name is that? Right?
Yeah.
It's called PS Vita. Or Vita. Which I can't help keep calling it PS Vista. I'm always going to call it Vista. Or Visa. Or Vista.
I think you should stick with Visa.
Visa?
I don't know, because Vista. Then it's like, oh, I play the Vista. It's like, it's just confusing.
But I'm so used to... I'm not used to saying Vita or Vita, right? Well, how do you feel about this name?
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, like...
I don't care. Really.
I guess they chopped... I guess they dropped the PSP portable.
Would this be technically the worst name for something?
No,
we'll find out.
That was nice.
Thank you.
My voice is still dying, by the way.
You better go catch it.
Wow, that makes no sense. All right. So also, since Vita, is it called Vita or Vita? Vita?
I don't know.
Vita. It's pronounced Vita, right?
Why?
No, Vita. Not why. Not Vita.
Oh, okay.
I'm making a joke.
I see what you're doing.
We're on today. Mod Nation Racers is coming to Vita.
Or Vita.
It's not. I played Mod Nation Racers for the PSP, and I'm looking at this going, how can you make this different? You can't. And they're re-releasing it on Vita.
I see.
Along with Little Big Planet was announced for Vita as well. Hey, Scott's online.
Hey, Scott.
A Little Big Planet was announced for Vita as well. And this one I did not see coming. Street Fighter vs. Tekken is coming to the Vita. Which is, remember how my number one top 10 E3 games that should be announced but most likely won't?
Yeah.
Number one with Mortal Kombat vs. Street Fighter.
This is somewhat close enough.
It's close enough. That means I still win, right? How do you feel about, that was PlayStation's announcement. It's going to be a short podcast, I told you.
Oh, definitely.
How do you feel about PlayStation's thing? Like their announcements.
The only concern is for the Battlefield. Is that only for the PlayStation exclusive, or is it for the Xbox or PC?
No, it's only PlayStation exclusive.
Actually, they had that Battlefield Bad Company 2 Ultimate Collection.
Yeah,
it came with Battlefield 1943. So maybe this is their way to kind of
their version of it.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, but how do you feel about this one? Like, there was no mention of Metal Gear Solid, which I'm surprised.
Which I'm surprised as well. Maybe Hideo Kojima died.
Or no, don't say that. Yeah, I like that guy.
So do I.
Don't say that. Oh yeah, he wasn't allowed to go to E3. Remember?
No.
They asked us questions, and they're like, will you be going? No.
No. Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, he was here last podcast.
Yeah, he was here last podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
I listened to that last week. It actually made me laugh. Because you're like, no more questions or something you said.
Something stupid, probably.
Probably. So how do you feel
about this? The only thing I'm interested in is just the HDTV bundle thing.
Yeah, that's honestly what I'm interested in, too, because
I don't care about anything else, but I could probably go for a good 3D TV for cheap.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking for that in Sly Cooper 4. Like, I really enjoy Sly Cooper. It's such a fun game. Like, I don't know, I like Sly Cooper a lot. And I'm looking forward to that. BioShock Infinite, obviously. I don't know why they announced on Sony instead of Xbox, but whatever.
Who knows?
And I guess, like, I saw PS Vita, I saw, like, footage of it, and it looks good.
This is the one with the two touchscreens, one on the back and front?
But it looks good. Like, it shows them playing, and, like, they're moving the back to control a ball with their finger, index finger.
Okay.
Like, see, there's a ball on the screen, you're trying to move the ball around, you just move it back, like, as if you're rubbing, like, a cat's stomach.
All right.
Or a woman's
stomach. Yeah.
And the touchscreen, it's also touchscreen at the front, too. So games like Little Big Planet, you could, like, push down and make them spring up on anything that's, like, jumpy and stuff.
Okay.
It's interesting for Little Big Planet, because creating levels and stuff are kind of a bitch with the analog stick. And this one, you just point around and do whatever you want.
But we'll see how it works for everything else.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it so far, but I don't know. I thought PlayStation thing was okay.
All right, we need to add more sex to this expo.
Yeah, we do need to add more sex to this expo.
Does the Vita give blowjobs?
It does not, actually.
Damn.
But if you rub it the right way, you get a surprise. That's pretty much all for Sony thing, right?
That's it.
Yeah, for the Sexpo, we're going to put in our sex promo, and up next we're going to talk about which one.
Let's do the Xbox.
Microsoft?
Let's do it.
I told you guys, it's going to be a short podcast. Don't worry, you're going to hear a lot of us. I'm not saying which podcast, but you're going to hear a lot of us on another podcast, so.
Is it ours?
No.
All right.
Just saying. Just a little tease. Here's your nipples, and here's me teasing it.
Can you look on my nipples?
I made that exact same scream 3 times in a row. It was the exact same scream.
I thought you just edited it 3 times.
No.
That's what they're going to hear.
Yeah. Anyways, my voice is dying from talking for the last 4 hours.
See you in a moment.
Up next, we're going to be talking about Microsoft. And here's our sex promo, just because we're all about sex.
Don't forget to wank off.
Yes.
Hello there. Lonely? Nothing to do? No one to talk to about video games? Well, pick up the mouse and finger in Paramax.com. We offer such great things such as reviews, interviews, top 10s, and what happened? What did happen? Go to Paranerds.com to find out more. We're sex for your ears. Tell your friends, the more the merrier.
Hello, we are back, and here is my vibrator. Oh, yeah.
It's extreme.
Oh, yeah.
I need to replace it better than mine, actually.
Don't talk, don't talk. Okay, start talking.
Hey, blah, blah,
start talking. No, seriously. Fuck, that was so good. That's almost as good as the goddamn milkshake I had last week.
I don't know, that was a goddamn good milkshake.
It was a goddamn good milkshake. Alright, so now we are back, and what are we talking about? Something about
Xbox,
something?
Xbox, Microsoft.
Oh, Microsoft. What, you in a hurry? I gotta get a haircut too, so I am kind of in a hurry. Microsoft, yes, Microsoft had their E3 conference yesterday, I believe. By the time you heard this, 2 days ago. Yada, yada, yada. BioWare's Ray Mazzucchi appeared to introduce Mass Effect 3 and Kinect support. So, apparently, with the new Mass Effect 3, which you're a huge fan of Mass Effect,
of course,
you can now command your squad using Kinect, the sound stuff.
Your voice.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think it's necessary.
Uh huh.
I always do with all the other Mass Effect games when I play.
Yeah.
I just don't care for my support staff, which is odd because support staff's supposed to be there to support you during hard battles, but it's like my character and I know how to play on my own that it's like I let them do their own thing.
Yeah.
So for me to have, let's say if I had the Kinect to do voice commands, I probably won't be using it.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as useful for me than it might be for someone who is really hardcore.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessary. Totally not.
I don't know how I feel about that either, considering, like, I never got into Mass Effect. I still have the first one. I still haven't passed it, and I made, like, 8 hours in, and I'm still uninterested in the game.
It's a great game.
I understand that, and I really want to get... You know when you have a game, you really want to like it?
Yeah.
It's like, imagine if Bayonetta or Splatterhouse, and you're playing, you're like, I just can't get into it. And I'm like, no, dude, you understand, it's a really good game.
It is a really good game, too.
But, I mean, like, imagine if you weren't into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I feel with Mass Effect. I'm like, I know it's a good game. I get it. It looks fucking awesome, and it looks like it has a great storyline.
But just, you're just not into it.
It's like me with Oblivion. I'm playing Oblivion, and I haven't played that game in months because I don't care. I'm just playing it just to play
it. I guess in a movie,
What?
In a movie's point of view, like Harry Potter, like people say it's an amazing movie. It's just not for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel.
Clearly, it's a great movie if they've done seven movies, right? But I just can't get into it. So I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. So, and they also showed Tom Clancy's new game, Ghost Recon Future Soldier. They used Kinect a lot in it. It was really cool seeing how they use Kinect. Like he'll like look like motion right now. If you're listening, that you're scratching your back. Now pretend like you're pulling out a gun. That's what they did, and that's how he switched weapons, right?
Yeah.
And if he pretend to throw it, then he no longer had a gun. Yeah. And then he'll be like, range sniper, and then he'll be holding a sniper gun. You know what I mean? It was interesting, but I can't see myself playing that.
I can't see many people actually doing that.
Yeah. Like, when it showed him, like, sniping, you see, like, the thing, like, shaking and stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm very, like, shaky and twitchy, and I'm always sweating and shit, so I can't play Kinect because you gotta be, like, still, and I'm always like, oh, man, oh, I have so much shit on me, right? And apparently, all Tom Clancy games will use Kinect from now on.
It's going to be bad for the business.
Will it, though?
I think so. Because
my girlfriend went over to her brother's house this weekend, and she was playing Kinectimals.
Yeah, the Kinect Animal
one. Yeah, and she loved it. And she doesn't like video games.
But the thing is, it's not... With that game, it's not really a game. It's basically like a Digipet. You know, or what is it called? Not a Digipet.
Tamagotchi?
Yeah, it's like a Tamagotchi, but on the screen in 3D, right? Yeah. So it's like... It's not a game. You're just taking care of a pet on a screen using your hands. So it's kind of like...
Are you actually taking care of the pet?
Yeah, I don't know about the taking care of, but it's like Nintendogs and stuff that. Like, that's pretty much what it is. So I can only imagine why she would love it.
Yeah.
Because I personally don't view it as a game.
The Tom Clancy one, they didn't show game footage. They just showed, like, tutorials, like him sniping at targets and stuff. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Kinect. YouTube for Xbox 360.
Which is neat.
See, as an iPhone user, shut up. As an iPhone user, I have YouTube on my iPhone.
Okay, but as a non-iPhone user,
You have a computer.
I know, but as a lazy guy who doesn't want to get up to get on this computer.
I guess, because like the Xbox has Facebook and Twitter, which I do not use on Xbox.
I don't have either or, but...
And, it's just like, I don't know, it's kind of useless
I just
for me.
Think it's a neat addition. If they start charging for it, then that's something else. If they're like, well, because everyone loves YouTube, we're putting $10 more on top of the subscription fee.
Yeah.
Then I'd say, fuck that, I'll get my lazy ass up and use a computer.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I do watch the Emerson viral videos.
Sometimes. On the.
And it would be kind of nice to watch a YouTube video on a big screen, right? I understand that. Fine. Right. It's good. New Xbox 360 dashboard, which looks like Windows 7 tile.
Have they updated it now?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't been on the Xbox in like a week. So.
No. It's the new one that's going to be coming out in the fall. It's going to be like Windows 7 based.
Oh.
So it's going to be like the main thing in the middle and like little things on the side.
It's weird. I actually downloaded this thing, Windows Marketplace or whatever, for your computer. And you log in using your Windows Live ID and everything. It kind of looks like Windows 7 layout. And it basically connects to your gamer tag and all that. So I saw my gamer score and I can access the marketplace from my computer without going onto their website.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't want it, but I ended up with it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll leave it installed.
But the new dashboard will work with Kinect voice controller, which I guess, the old one, this one right now just works with motion, right?
I don't know. No. Does it?
Yeah, I think it's only motion.
So they're re-releasing a new hardware that has a microphone.
What? No, this is for Kinect.
Oh, you're talking about the dashboard.
The dashboard.
Oh, I thought you meant that does it connect, just motion.
No, I'm talking about the dashboard we have now.
Yeah,
that's
it's
only
just
motion,
right? Yes.
So the new one's going to have voice control, which I saw.
So just to confirm, the Kinect does have a microphone?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I didn't know if it had.
Yeah, it does. Okay. With Kinect has the voice control. I've watched the E3 conference, and it showed the girl going, Xbox, home. And they went to like the home menu. And she's like, Xbox, marketplace. And I went to marketplace. And she's like, Xbox, Lady Gaga, Born This Way. And it'll play Lady Gaga, Born This Way.
Downloading, there goes your credits. No.
But I'm like, this is, like, cool. Like, it's interesting. Like, it's an interesting idea. It's really fucking cool, like, the technology. But I could do this all on my phone.
What I wonder if they really should work out the bugs. Because what if, like, there's a glitch where it's like, Lady Gaga, Born This Way. Don't download. Download it. No, like, I'm pretty sure there will be some sort of bug like that.
Okay, I'm leaving. Okay, bye. Bye.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they really got to be careful, especially when it comes to purchases, because you don't want your, like,
5-year-old coming in and being like, Lady Gaga, bye, 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 7 copies.
I was born this way. I don't know. I'm sure it's not going to work that way, but I mean,
we'll see.
We'll see. Live TV on Xbox 360, which is interesting because I'm going to cancel my cable very, very soon because I don't watch TV at all.
Yeah.
And if they're going to have live TV on Xbox, then fuck it, I'll just watch it from there. Microsoft Bing search engine on 360 using Kinect Voice.
I don't know.
I use Google.
So do I.
We do get a lot of hits from Bing, though, but I don't know.
And in that case, we love Bing. Bada bing,
bada bing. Gears of War 3 was showed some more clips with Ice-T coming out for some reason. I just saw this guy on Conan, which, by the way, Conan O'Brien's show, they had Flogging Molly playing. Remember the Irish band that I love? Yeah, they were playing. It was so fucking cool. So Gears of War 3 with Ice-T was out there, and I played the beta. It was okay.
It was alright.
Yeah. I mean, it was Gears of War. I'm looking forward to it because I really do like the story.
I just want to continue the story.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think I'm going to play online, though.
Probably not.
No. They showed a trailer for Forza 4, and it looked very, very pretty.
All racing car games look pretty.
That is very true, yeah. Except for Gran Turismo 5. That one sucked balls. I'm joking. That's what everyone said about it. They're like, oh!
Are they really?
They hated that game for some reason. Remember when I wrote the most disappointed game was Final Fantasy 13?
You were like, why didn't you say Forza? Oh, wait.
Grand Theft Auto. I know. Gran Turismo. Yeah. It's like, man, why does everyone hate Gran Turismo? I'm like, I'm talking about Final Fantasy 13. By the way, we got an awesome hate mail or comments.
Yeah. Small and sweet.
Yeah, it was on our top 10 games that should have sucked, and then we got a comment that said, you guys suck, and I hate everything about you. I was like, bravo, man, that's the best comment I've ever received. And you got comments, too, for your POV last week for Age of Empires. We'll talk about that after,
we'll
though.
We'll figure that out.
Fable, The Journey Begins for Xbox, the new Fable game. I'm still playing Fable 3. But
I noticed your avatar outfit.
You see, I'm dressed like a king now.
That's what it was. You should totally lose the hat.
It's a crown. Oh no! If you look at it now, I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, there you go.
That hat was from Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, Fable. I like the game Fable.
It's a great game. Yeah.
Now, can you imagine with Kinect support?
No, I can't.
How about this? How about everything you like about Fable is now an on-rail shooter?
Then it's not Fable.
Exactly. The new Fable will be an on-rail shooter, and it's awkward to be precise.
Weird.
It looks pretty. It does look pretty. But it's an on-rail shooter, which means they don't have to...
All you gotta do is just...
It's a linear game. Yeah. So you don't have... You have these map textures. Just like Mario Galaxy, why it looks so good. Because you have the small terrain to...
Yeah, to work with.
Yeah. So if it's a linear game, you're gonna follow this line. And it looks... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Oh, wow.
Disneyland Adventures Connect, which looks really cool. Like, you go to Disneyland and Connect, and it's really hard to explain, but it looked really interesting. And along with the Sesame Street Connect, which was really cute, like, it shows like Cookie Monster and Elmo.
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe we have to scare him. And they're like, whoa! And then they all do it on the screen as well. Like, they wave their arms in the air like they just don't care. It was really cute. But I mean,
not for us.
No, for me.
For you?
I love Sesame Street, man. Star Wars Connect demo, which looked really... What's those things they drive? And then one of the movies where they're going through the forest, and it has like a little electricity.
I don't know the exact on the electricity. Oh, it wasn't the forest. There's the two types. There's the one that's in The Empire Strikes Back.
The one with the little things, the little Chewbaccas, whatever they're called.
Ewoks. Yeah, I don't know. I thought they were called speeder bikes, but there might be some technical name like the N64.
No, that's a system.
Yeah, you know, but I'm gonna say I think it's a speeder bike. I'm almost certain that's.
They showed footage of like the guy doing this, motioning around with the Kinect.
Yeah.
And it showed the thing, and it actually looked like it worked. Cool. And that would be cool because it was first person, mm-hmm. and you motion it as if you're driving. But the thing is with Kinect is like. Without force feedback, you're not going to feel like you're in the game.
Yeah.
Unless the game forces you to like move around as if you're in the backseat of a car, going in circles, you're never going to feel like you're
in the
game.
That's where they put you in a roll cage.
Yes, exactly. You're excited about Star Wars?
If they do it right, then I think that'd be worth it.
Because, I mean, the Kinect will go down in price eventually.
But
the thing is, I still have no room. You need at least 8 feet to play.
Yes. I don't think I have that much room.
Exactly. I don't have that much room. And I'd like to try it. I'm not bashing on Kinect. I really would like to try it. But
I just think there's nothing good at the moment. And
Everything seems to be like a mini game.
If they do Star Wars correctly, and it like goes smoothly and everything, then I would... yes, please. Then I would definitely get it, but all the other Star Wars games that they made with like the Wiimote and everything sucked.
Did you pick up the Star Wars Force Unleashed game?
I did.
Oh, part 2, yeah.
For $15.
Nice.
That's an amazing price.
Yeah, it is. I'm so
brand new.
I'm so hyped by all the games we got today. Kinect Sports Season 2, more sports.
No give a shit.
Dance Central 2, which is pretty interesting. They demoed it.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it, though. But it's really fun to watch, and I can only imagine it's fun to play, but I don't think it's me.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But who knows? Just hop in and try.
Yeah, I like to play Dance Central. They have good music, and if Just Dance was good for the Wii, then I can imagine Dance Central being a lot better.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend played Dance Central at her brother's house, and I was going to say her boyfriend's house. She has more than one.
Uh-oh.
She was playing at her brother's house, and she said she enjoyed it as well. So
that's cool.
And Modern Warfare 3, obviously, was that's how they opened the show, was with Modern Warfare 3. And the DLC will be timed exclusive, just like they did last time. So, yeah.
Time's up.
Yeah. And also, the big announcement, which they did at the end there, was they showed a trailer for a game. And all of a sudden, you hear Chief, whatever thing opens, and he talks to a blue thing called?
That's from Halo 1. I don't know what it's called, though.
And then, I thought it was going to be Halo 1, but then it said Halo 4. I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know in the first part you talked to that little girl thingamajiggy and obviously looked like crap on the Xbox, but
like I've
maybe
never,
it continues?
Yeah, like know. I've said, like I'm looking forward to this because I was never into Halo, right?
Yeah.
And I just never really cared. I know, I understand it's a good game. It's a Mass Effect all over again. It's a Mass Effect effect all over again. Clever. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it because if Halo 4 is a new trilogy, like the first three was Master Chief, and the next three are going to be like Master Chief. Whatever.
His brother.
Master Chef, the guy from Dead Samurai. if it's going to be like a new trilogy, then maybe I'll give it a shot. You know what? Fuck it. Why not, right? And then Halo 1, I never played Halo 1, and, you know, they're going to remake that. It's not going to be Bungie. But they remake that, I'll be looking forward to it, you know?
Yeah,
nothing to lose.
Of course.
And that's pretty much it for Microsoft. How did you feel with Microsoft's thing?
Connect.
Yeah, it was very Connect heavy. I felt that way, too. I don't know. There was nothing really like no Metal Gear announcement.
No Metal Gear Rising?
Nothing.
Come on.
And, I don't know how I feel about that, but there it is.
Oh, well. Hopefully the next one won't disappoint.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
Alright.
Yeah. Up next, Nintendo's E3 conference.
That's right.
Alright.
Hey, everyone. This is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to the Paranerds.
And we are back with, what the hell are we talking about now? Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
Nintendo's press conference. Even though we said we're going to make it short, it's almost like an hour already.
I know, but it's not as long as it normally is.
Yeah, it's true. Alright, so with Nintendo releasing their press conference today, this morning.
Or yesterday.
Oh, yeah, sure. Listen to this. Yeah. They open up the show by playing a Skyward Sword theme song for celebrating Link's 25th birthday.
He's 25. I'm only 2 years younger than him.
Yeah, I know. And I still remember, I still have the old Nintendo Gold Legend of Zelda cartridge. Actually, I have like four of them for some reason.
I'll buy two.
And, it was really cool watching them play the song, like a full orchestra. And they had like clips of Legend of Zelda in the background. It was very pretty. And then they showed Skyward Sword at the end, right?
Yeah.
What's his name? Miyamoto promised a Zelda game for each Nintendo console starting today. Link's Awakening is available as the first title in the Game Boy Color's Virtual Console lineup, which is really cool to have Game Boy Color on the Virtual Console.
Oh yeah,
is that on the Wii as well?
The Game Boy Color?
Yeah. Did they make a new thing for that? Because I haven't
been on the shopping channel to see if they even offer it.
Because if they do, there's a lot of games I want for Game Boy Color, which would be cool to have emulated on the Wii, right?
Yeah.
So that's gonna be free for I guess 3DS though.
Bop,
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time will launch around the world. I actually saw the commercial for the first
time.
Looks
great.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And, fuck, now I have to get a 3DS.
Bop, bop.
I really want a 3DS. Not even for the 3D effect, just because it looks like it can handle a lot more.
Yeah.
Four Swords will be available as a free download. Holy fuck. To 3DS players.
That's amazing.
So,
free.
Just a 3DS player, you have two free games right away. 3DS Q trailer showing Mario Kart. Starwing, a 3D Mario platformer, which is a new Super Mario Brothers game, and he's in a Tanuki suit, man.
That's crazy.
And it's adorable. The Super Mario logo has a little tail sticking out.
On the... What part of the... And the R? What letters?
I think it's the B or the S. I forget which one.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's great.
But yeah, it looks cool. Like, I watched the thing, and, you know, of course, Mario is always the go-to game for yeah, to show what he's capable of, right?
Yeah.
And when it shows him jumping, you could just imagine him coming out of the screen whenever he jumps. Because sometimes the game travels like this way, like sideways.
Yeah.
So when he's jumping sideways. So you could just imagine him bouncing out of the screen. At one point, he grabs a question mark box and slaps it around, and it's a little leaf from Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh, wow.
And he goes into it, and he turns into a little Tanuki.
That's cool.
It's fucking adorable. I'm so glad they brought that back. The Kid Icarus game was announced using augmented reality, which you saw.
I saw the augmented reality shit. Which
you didn't see the Kid Icarus one.
No, not the Kid Icarus.
I've never really been a big fan. Like, I enjoyed the first Kid Icarus game for Nintendo, but I mean, I don't really care for Pit. He was in Smash Brothers, and he was my favorite. I hated that guy. Hated the way he looked.
I only used him for the challenges.
Yeah. Remember, have you ever watched There Will Be Brawl? That show?
Only bits of it, not the whole thing.
It's a really good show. If you haven't watched it, go check out There Will Be Brawl. It's a great, like, online series, and it's really well done. You have to be 18 years old to watch. And they also announced Luigi Mansion 2 for the Nintendo 3DS.
Cool.
Yeah. Mario Kart 3DS would be out this Christmas, and it's Mario Kart, like, always does well, and I love Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's a racing game, yeah. But not too serious.
Star Fox, I forgot to say that the PS Vita also shows motion controls. I forgot to mention that. Like, it shows them driving just like an iPhone would, right? Star Fox, between controller tilt as well, for the 3DS, so I guess the 3DS also has tilt controls. Kid Icarus, they showed the trailer for Kid Icarus, and a bunch of games are also being announced, which is Resident Evil Mercenaries for the 3DS, which I heard about. Mario and Sonic Adventure, the game I said that they should really... No,
nope,
no.
Nope,
2012, Mario and Sonic game for the Olympics, again.
It's gonna be like that forever.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Ace Combat 3D, which could be interesting. Tetris, of course. Cave Story 3D, which I like the original Cave Story. I think it was for Atari. Resident Evil Revelations, which I'm not sure what that is. Driver Renegade. Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions, which seems interesting. Mm-hmm. Tekken 3D. And Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D, which we all knew was coming out anyways. Apparently the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color lead the charge. Super Smash Brothers on the 3DS. And Super Smash Brothers on one more thing.
One more what?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say Project Cafe?
Project Cafe, the system that I said that's going to be within the 5 years, and you said that it's not? That one? What about that? What about Project Cafe?
It's come out with the name, and they announced it at E3.
So it's a new system has been announced?
It's not a new system, my friend. It is not.
It is not?
No, it is not.
You know what is it?
It's a controller. Sorry, they haven't announced the system. They didn't announce the system. Technically, right. I'm right. What would you call your new Wii 2 console, whatever you want to call it?
Wii 2.
Wii 2, right? Me too. It's called Wii U.
Chosen One.
Yeah, it's called Wii U.
Just like the first one, it was hard to swallow. We had fun playing. Now you can play too.
The first game, it took a while for everyone to get used to it. I still think Wii's a stupid name.
That's not bad.
I freaking hate it. It's stupid. Call it the Revolution, man. What should it have been called?
You know, like, he's right. The Wii... At first, we're like, what? Now it's just... It's
no, but I understand that the two eyes look like two people standing next to each other. I understand Wii means all of us playing. Yeah. I get it. It still sounds like piss to me.
Yeah, but then so is the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation.
No, well, PlayStation sounds exactly like a PlayStation. It's a console. PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. That's fine.
Xbox
was because of DirectX. That's why it was called the Xbox, because we used DirectX technology. And then this 360 part was because they went around and said, hey, let's do this again. And the Nintendo Wii... But the Nintendo Wii U? It's not flowing.
No, I don't see how...
We do.
I wonder how the Logan, like the login sound's going to be.
Yup.
Probably.
Wii U. It's definitely a trailer on Nintendo Wii U. It's like... On.
Off.
Yeah, so they showed that, and what'd you think of that?
Orgasm in my butt.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man.
My butt?
Yeah, it's nice. Look at that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold on, let me just stick this in there. Hold on, let me just stick this. I can't turn it off!
I can't turn it off!
There we go. Last week we had my annoying phone to make the sound effects. This
now it's your vibrator.
Yes. Yeah, so the Wii U controller looks amazing.
It does.
It looks like an iPad. It does.
It does, but better.
But better, yeah, because there's, like, buttons on it as well as touchscreen. And just the, like, little things that they used with it, like...
The only thing I found a bit odd is the analog sticks were up high.
Yeah.
I think they could have brought that down low.
Too slow. but you can use it as for, like, the Wii games or, like, the new console, which I'm not sure if the new console is called Wii U, is it?
Yeah,
or is that what the name of the controller is? Or is that the Wii U controller?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Like I was saying, the Nunchuck is the Nunchuck, and the Wiimote is the Wiimote, so what is the controller? Because
will it be called the Wii 2 that comes with the Wii U, that can use the Wii?
Maybe the system's called Wii Me, and the controller's Wii U.
Ooh.
You play the game on the Wii Me, but then when you're ready, you can play it on the Wii U.
Because when you're playing on the... Because the cool thing with the Wii U controller is that when you're playing a game on the screen, you can go on your controller and play kind of like what I predicted.
Yeah.
Kind of. So if you're playing on the TV, then someone walks in and they want to play the game, then...
Or they want to watch something. Your system starts to be on, but it's not like on our last podcast where we thought that you were able to bring the game with you around the city. I think it's within the range of the system. But you're able to basically play the Nintendo Wii U and watch TV at the same
Which
time.
Which I would always do.
That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. I'd have TV playing and be playing the Wii U.
I watch a movie in the background.
The device.
Exactly.
I think the way it's supposed to... I have a feeling, this is my prediction... The system is going to be... It's going to be called the Wii Me. And the controller is called Wii U. Because the way the system is saying is... You're playing on me. It's coming from me
to you. So when you're playing on a TV, it's all about me. So when someone else comes in, I still want to play. It's coming to you. That actually... I think...
Well, if it's
Wii
not...
Wii Me would be cool. I think Wii Me sounds good.
Wii Me. It should be W-I-I and then M-I-I.
Yeah, Wii Me. And like the logo could be like the yin-yang sign, except...
Or it being... It doesn't make sense. Mirrored. Never mind.
No, it'd be Wii.
No, it could be mirrored. W-I-I, and then underneath it.
Oh, nice!
Thank you.
Nice!
I should work as a marketing.
High five.
Yeah, nice.
Very nice. That's actually
That would
good.
Actually be better.
That would be cool.
Like, then the commercial going to have the Wii, and then it's like introducing the new Wii, and then it's like...
Yeah, you know how the Nintendo Wii logo, it's the two eyes bowing?
This time the whole thing bows.
Yeah, as they bow down, it
drags everything down.
It opens up like a book.
And it becomes Wii Me.
Nice!
Thank you.
Fuck, that's awesome.
I know. I should be part of this
nice.
Marketing team.
Let's stick this right back up.
I'm used to it now.
My battery's going to die by the time I have to shave. Super Smash Bros. Is announced for Nintendo 3DS and Wii U.
Or the Wii Me.
Or Wii Me. Also, new Super Mario Bros. Me. No, not Wii. Me.
Me.
Huh? There's a hint.
Maybe.
Because new Super Mario Bros. And DS was
called
New
Super Mario
Bros.
Wii.
No, but then the one on the Wii was called New Super Mario Bros. Wii. This one's called New Super Mario Bros. Me. Huh? Maybe you're onto something there. Maybe
you know. I just cracked their secret.
Maybe.
Maybe this is the article that we put out that gets millions of fans.
Oh my god, click on the ads.
Official Wii name.
Yes.
That's what you should put as a title.
Well, I love this expo. We'll mention it though.
Definitely should.
And also, the new Super Mario Bros. Me, you can play with your Me character for some reason.
Which nobody wants.
Yes.
I don't. Do you want to play with my Mii?
No, I want to play with Mario and Wario and possibly Luigi and Yoshi.
Well, the only time I would use my Mii is if someone already is playing Mario and someone's already Luigi.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be me.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently Batman Arkham City was announced for the Wii U. I don't know. I'm just getting this off Games Radar. I didn't see that there, but I'm just saying. And that was pretty much all the announcements. How do you feel about Nintendo's thing?
Amazing.
Like, the Wii U, we've seen it. I don't know. It just looks fucking awesome. Like, it's touchscreen, you could draw on it, there's buttons, there's shoulder buttons.
But drawing thing would be cool. I could see that being a huge market for artistic people.
Yeah. And you could put it on the floor to play golf.
That would
and
be
stuff.
A huge market for the autistic people.
And then you could put you could use it as an aimer. Like, they show the game when they're playing baseball and you use it as a glove to try catching the ball.
Which is neat.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting.
It's new, it's different.
Yeah, it is different. And there's no motion. Well, there's motion, but I mean, it's like.
The motion isn't the typical jump.
And
like,
this
by
is
shaking.
Just a controller, right? That just boggles my mind. It's interesting. I mean, did you enjoy
it? I do. And I'm telling you, I think that's what the system's going to be called, the Wii Me.
Wii Me, yeah. I think
and if it
called.
Is, and we mark this date, the 7th.
Yes.
Is the day that we said that this is it, and that's what's going to happen, and then people are going to be like, oh, I said it first.
Yeah.
No, we said it first.
We said that Wii Me would be first.
That's right.
That's right.
Wii Me to Wii U.
Yeah, and
that's... the logo, too. We already designed the logo.
Yeah, so, I mean, you enjoyed it?
Yes, I
Nintendo loved it. I loved it as well. I thought we both agreed Nintendo won this E3.
Oh, definitely.
Because like we said, 360 volts focus too much on Kinect, and PlayStation focuses too much on Move.
So, and the Wii focus on amazingness.
And like, look how awesome we are.
Every system the Nintendo releases, gets better and better.
It does, yeah.
Like, it's always different and new.
Yeah, and this is just a controller. Like, yeah. I know we said this before, but this is just a controller.
Can't wait to see the system.
That's right. So that's pretty much our podcast 59.
Not
just
bad.
Just a fast E3. Like I said, you're going to be hearing a lot more of us on another podcast, which I won't spoil right now because our podcast comes before theirs.
So, oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
oh,
so yeah. I don't want to ruin it on ours. You have to wait and see. Oh, we can just say it. You sure we just say it?
No, I don't.
Because if people listen to ours, then they'll listen to theirs too, right?
Is that how it works?
We'll be on Classic Leads Podcast. No, there. Because if we have listeners that they don't have, then they could go check us out on their thing as well, right?
I guess.
Yeah, we're on Classic Leads Podcast. So
for a good hour and a half.
For a good hour and a half. And we were there with Scott, so it was really freaking awesome. I love those guys. And, you know, we work with them for a long time. Well, not work with them, but, like, we support them.
No, at the Slave Factory, we work with
them. And we've never been on their podcast, and we're on their podcast, so that's why we're kind of going through this fast, because it's kind of late now. It's almost 11 at night. So, and I still got to get a haircut, and we still got to eat, right? So, I mean, I know ours was a low rush, but go listen to us, again, on classicly.com. That's classicl337.com. Go check them out. We're going to be on there. We're so much more hyper there. And, some teasers for this week.
Nipple teasers.
Review of Blaze Blue Continuum Shift 2 will be out this week. I'm going to have finally an article out this week on society and gaming.
All right.
Did you see that on the thing?
No, you didn't tell me yet.
I didn't told you that.
You didn't. I want to say show, but you like told me yet.
There should be a review from Gareth coming out this week as well. And the pick of the week is still doing awesome.
Yeah.
You had your POVs last week, which got few comments on about Age of Empires Online,
which is great,
and you just released yours now, the new one. That's on Minecraft, right? Which Minecraft. We didn't mention Minecraft on E3. Minecraft's coming out for the 360.
Oh yeah, the 360.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's gonna use Kinect as well.
That's right. Read the POV.
Also, free apples of the day is going to be coming out. I didn't put one out today because I was focusing way more too much on news.
Oh, too much today.
And also, if you checked out our website parenters.com on Sunday, I'm doing a new thing called Weekend Roundup, which I grab the most important news from throughout the week, whether it be offers, glitches, just interesting news and stuff that I find. I don't give my opinion like you do on your POV. Yeah. I'm just showing
sourcing
you.
Sourcing it.
Yeah. Here's the news. Here's where you can read more about it. That's all it is. Just a weekend update.
Which is great.
Yeah. Weekend roundup. Sorry. Not weekend update. Or weekend rewind. Whatever you want to call it. And so that's pretty much it. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah, we just want to give out a shout-out to the community for Love of Gaming Podcast, Nintendo Legend, and Classic Lead, of course. Those guys are freaking awesome. GamersGate.com, which we get a lot of our games from there, too, for PC games. And Scenic7 PR, check that site out, too, with Triverse, who really, 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 really helps us a lot behind the scenes. And that's pretty much it for episode 59. We try to make this one short, but it still ended up being almost... Yeah, no, it's not an hour.
We didn't hit the hour. This is great.
Yeah, great, great.
So what
are
we going to do for the next 8 minutes?
We are going to go suck each other's asses.
Bring a vibrator.
And, yeah, like I said, all the articles will be coming out. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Make sure to visit our friends, classiclead.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. I reorganized our site a little bit, cleaned it up a bit on the sides. So now Twitter, iTunes, and Facebook like is all together. Cool. Instead of showing the logos and just look too messy.
Yeah.
And, subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us, please. Twitter. Like us on Facebook as well. Email your picks of the week for rooster@parenters.com.
That's right. That's me.
Yeah, so he'll feature it up as well on Fridays.
And I'll add my own funny comment. Or you can just add your own. And
yeah, exactly.
We'll see.
And that's pretty much it coming out this week, right?
That's it.
Yeah, we got a lot more articles coming out this week. Last week there was absolutely nothing. This week there'll be a lot more. So, yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, I think so.
Next week's not June 28th. I'm not getting my surgery next
week.
So,
I just missed my 5-year anniversary.
So we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Make sure to look at us at classiclead.com.
Remember, we me here first.
We me! We me! We me!